You're listening to the All Night Appetite for the Pancake Parlor. Lovely.
There goes Smith into the circle. Lovely ball. Great goal. Brilliant goal from Australia. Really well worked. Ball came from Germany edges just outside their 25, but take nothing away from Australia. It was clinical. It was precise. And we have our opening goal.
It was really good work and play. A great ball through. But this is the pass for me. That she knows exactly what she's doing. She's spotted her teammate. She's not got too close to the goalkeeper. And Paris has just laid that off beautifully for an easy finish then.
Welcome back to the All Night Appetite. The 2014 Champions Trophy, the women's hockey tournament, is in full swing and it's reached the quarterfinal stage as expected. And the great news being that our Hockey Roos are there. I'm going to find out a little bit more about their upcoming opponents and how they've progressed so far. But we're very thrilled to have joining us on the program live from Mendoza in Argentina. A lady who has been capped 57 times, scored a number of goals too, but plays predominantly as a defender for the Hockey Roos in Carrie McMahon. Carrie joins us on the line and welcome to the program.
Great, thank you for having me.
Not a problem at all. First and foremost, Carrie, congratulations on the run so far for the Hockey Roos. Everything to date going reasonably according to plan.
Yeah, thank you. It's been a wonderful couple of days here in Mendoza since the commencement of the tournament, and everything's going according to plan at the moment, and hopefully we can keep that run going.
Wins so far against England and also Germany, the most recent, a 3-1 win, a 1-1 draw with the hosts in Argentina. Obviously, we know this is a slightly more inexperienced team for this tournament. And how have the new girls settled in?
Yeah, I think they've done a fantastic job. So we had a warm-up tournament in New Zealand to give them a little taste of international hockey, and I think since coming to the Champions Trophy, have settled in lovely. And you know, all credit to the whole team, and you know, we're playing some good hockey, and a couple of games to go, so hopefully we can make it to the finals.
Yeah, we're all crossing our fingers for you there, Carrie. And look, the most recent result, that 3-1 win against Germany, a pretty clinical performance. But that being said, I know that your coach in Adam Commons was reasonably happy, it must be fair, but maybe the last 5 or so minutes and coughing up a late goal, it just goes to show, I guess, you guys are perfectionists and still looking to work and improve on a few areas of the game.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, we were clinical for about 55 out of 60 minutes and you know, for us, you know, we want to be playing a full 60 minutes to the best of our abilities. And I think, you know, we kind of let ourselves down a little bit with that. But we're lucky enough that we're far ahead enough on the scoreboard and have put ourselves in a good spot for the rest of the tournament.
Now, Carrie, I know you girls are more than focused on winning this Champions Trophy, but you're in a beautiful part of the world. A great tourist destination is Mendoza in Argentina. In between matches, do you get much of a chance to wander out as a team and to take in some of the sights and sounds, or is it pretty much rest, recovery, rehab and training and playing matches and that's it?
Oh, I wish I could say yes, but like you said, you know, it's a business sort of side for us, so a lot of recovery and preparing for the next match, debriefing the one before. So we haven't seen too much, but we have been let out a little bit, and Mendoza's absolutely beautiful.
And I imagine at this time of year, reasonably warm, not that that would bother the Hockey Roos girls too much, used to playing in similar type of conditions here in Australia, but obviously something that hopefully will work in your favour as the tournament progresses now through to this knockout stage.
Yeah, absolutely. So we had a few cool days, actually, when the tournament began, so about 15 or 16, which is a bit uneasy for us, but, you know, this is a bit more what we're used to. And, yeah, as you said, it will play into our hands, I think, coming up against some European nations, which, you know, are used to a bit cooler weather than 35 as it is today. So I think hopefully that plays into our hands.
And we're going to talk about your next opponents shortly, but mentioning one of those European opponents in the Dutch, who are one of the superpowers of women's hockey as well. We know that they obviously got the result against us in the World Cup final. You're only taking it one game at a time, Carrie, and I understand that, but it'd be nice to face off with them again at some point in the latter stage of this tournament and hopefully extract a little bit of revenge, perhaps?
Oh, absolutely. You know, it's always a pleasure to play the Dutch. You know, they're world number one for a reason, and as you said, taking it one game at a time, but, you know, it would be wonderful to play them again in the final and hopefully take away a gold instead of a silver.
Now, Carrie, young team, as we mentioned off the top, your skipper in Casey Eastham doing a wonderful job. She's a super player as well. But obviously, I imagine a lot of her time and a lot of her efforts are being put into helping these new girls really feel a part of the squad and to show them the ropes. And she's clearly doing a wonderful job at that. The results speak for themselves.
Yeah, Case has been fantastic, and we also have a leadership group of five, so I think the work that they've done in helping the new girls come through has been fantastic, and I think just the support and unity as a group that we have at the moment is at a pinnacle, and you know that's something that we're really about, is about the team, and everyone's on board, and I think Case has led that really well.
Carrie McMahon is joining us, Hockey Roos defender, live from Mendoza in Argentina. The girls are about to embark on a quarter-final, and Carrie, you're taking on Japan, who I must admit to not knowing a great deal about their hockey pedigree, but you girls will, because I think you've faced them something like eight times already in 2014, so you should know each other inside and out.
We do. We've had a fair few test matches against them this year, so they came to Australia and we had a series against them in Kalgoorlie and then in Perth, and we also played them at the World Cup, so we do know each other inside out, and I think that's also one of the tricks of a tournament like this. You know, you played someone so many times. But yeah, it will be an absolutely hard match today. It's 35 degrees outside, hopefully playing to our favour, but you know, any opponent here is a tricky opponent, and hopefully just come out and get a clinical performance on the pitch today.
Yeah, we'll be hoping for that as well. The great news is the match will be broadcast live on ABC from 5:30 Friday morning. So for possibly, I guess, Carrie, first-time viewers or those that want to set the alarm nice and early and watch the girls in action, who are some of the prominent names we should be looking for in the green and gold?
Green and gold.
Casey Eastham, as mentioned, Jodie Kenny and Anna Flanagan, penalty corner specialists. And then up front, we've got Ash Nelson and Georgia Nanscorn and Emily Smith. So quite a variety. And, you know, I think it'll be a fantastic match to watch today. So quarterfinals can go any way, and I think it's a great place to start.
Absolutely. And it's a very final question for you, Carrie. Really appreciate your time here on the program as you prepare for that upcoming quarterfinal. In about 20 months' time, give or take a few weeks here and there, we know that the Olympics are heading back to South America, not far from where you are in Rio de Janeiro. Young squad, a lot of inexperienced girls, but playing in this kind of environment, these type of conditions, again, there's a lot of water to go under the bridge before we worry too much about the Olympics, but no doubt this will hopefully provide some valuable experience.
Yeah, absolutely. So it is a fair way in the future, but, you know, this is all preparation towards that. And, you know, it does give great experience to people that haven't played, and you know, even 200 gamers, it's still a great experience. You know, you want to play your best hockey all the time, so I think it's a wonderful trip for everyone.
Carrie, so far so good for the girls. Have come through the group stage very, very nicely, finishing second there in Pool B. The big game coming up in just a few hours' time against Japan. We thank you for giving us some of your valuable time here on the program. We wish you well for it. And look, hopefully we might chat with you in a couple of weeks' time when you're back here in Australia, hopefully with a Champions Trophy under your belt.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.